Hello, and welcome to the Science Zone with Professor Ted. This is where Professor Ted hosts scientists from around the world and discusses their work in agriculture as they come to visit the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Today, Professor Ted will be talking to Dan Donnell, president of Trees for Honolulu's Future, a nonprofit that envisions a tree-filled island that preserves and enhances our quality of life, especially in the face of climate change. Dan serves on nonprofit boards and is principal of a local consulting firm. Prior to joining Trees for Honolulu's Future, Dan held leadership roles in the private sector and in government.
All right. Aloha and good morning, gang. This is Professor Ted in your head till noon today, and we have a special treat. As part of Science Zone, we have Dan Donnell. Dan, you on the line?
I am indeed. Good to see here, Professor.
Glad you could make it and appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Really excited to learn about what you do. We taking a little break from some of the more theoretical benchtop science and looking at more at citizen science and applied, application of some of the cool things we know about trees and why they're important. Dan, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're at right now, and a little bit about Trees for Honolulu and Trees for Kalihi.
All right. Well. Thanks so much for having me, and a little bit about me. Local boy, born and raised in Kaimuki. Of course, the most important thing for all your listeners is what school did you go? So Kalani High School. And, like most people, I think you kind of take stuff for granted. And, our tropical environment and trees and shade is just something you think is automatic. But, you find out in life that you need intent and you need purpose. And I got involved with Trees for Honolulu's Future a couple years back because it was actually my dad, who is 93 years old, a retired UH planning professor, who came to the realization, if we don't do something different, our Honolulu is going to be pretty inhospitable in the future. And, it's not just climate change, but it's just the entire environment and the interchange between the human built environment and the natural environment. And so we started this organization to focus on urban trees and increasing the tree canopy in Honolulu and, helping people understand the benefits of trees and also how to do it right. And that's what I really want to explore with you today because, we're big proponents of doing it right. Don't just go out there and plant a monkey pod tree next to the sidewalk. You're not going to like the result. It's not going to be good. And science is predictable. And that's why I love your show and I love the emphasis on science because, it's not you and me who make the rules, it's nature. And trees remind us of that every day.
Well, I appreciate that. Did I hear you correctly that Trees for Honolulu's Future is just a couple of years old?
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
Formed in 2017.
And already making a big impact. Before we get into the trees and why we should be planting them and how we should be planting them and planting them right. Maybe we can talk very briefly about how you and I met on the Kaʻulunani, grant recipients meeting. There's you probably know more about it than I do. You want to talk a little bit about Kaʻulunani and the tree adoptions and things like that briefly?
Yeah, sure. Kaʻulunani is a state program housed within the Department of Land and Natural Resources. And, a lot of people don't know, you think about DLNR and you think about just forests and, and the ocean resources. But they have a group that's very focused on community urban forestry. And Kaʻulunani provides grants to nonprofits and actually even to individuals to work in this space. And your group, my group, probably about a half dozen others, are all focused on Arbor Day in Hawaii, which is on Saturday, November 6th, and getting trees in people's hands. So it's an exciting project, and we're really humbled to be part of it.
So Dan, your group, you know, we're following your example because you've been doing this for a while, and I think you have a history of well, you know, being well organized, etc. So your group has a sign in online. Has that been filled up already? Is that all? Are all the trees spoken for now for your event?
So I got an email at 1:17 a.m. this morning, and it said, "You're full. I wanted the Ulu tree." So, yes, we are all full.
Okay.
However, we have updated our website, and I can give you...
Please do, yeah.
That address up, because we will allow, and we do encourage people to walk into our site, as well as, you know, we're not the only game in town. As I mentioned, there's a half dozen other sites, so we have that link as well. And you know, we just want to make sure we get the right tree to the right folks. And to the one person who emailed me at 1:17 a.m., I told him, we'll have your Ulu tree for you. So he's a happy camper, and we're really excited that the pre-registration has sold out. But we are holding trees back for walk-ins. And, of course, some people will reserve a tree and not show.
Right. So there's an opportunity for people to show up. Where are you guys going to be on the 6th, November 6th?
So we'll be at the KCC Farmers Market there at Kapi'olani Community College from 7:30 to 11 a.m. And the best time for walk-ins to show would be at between 10 and 11 a.m. because that's when we're releasing any trees that were registered and people didn't show up by 10 a.m. to pick it up. So, yeah, all the info is on our website.
That's great. And you're, excuse me, you're ahead of us. We'll get our website up here soon, and we'll announce that here on air as well. There'll be a distribution in Waimanalo, and there's distributions at multiple locations. And the Ka'ulunani website, I don't have that in front of me, unfortunately, but if you just Google Ka'ulunani Community Forest Project, CFP, you should find it. It is, if you check my Instagram, Professor Ted, Prof. Ted Hawaii, we tag them as well as a number of other folks, and so they're present on social media, so you should be able to find Ka'ulunani Community Forest Project for a list of the other projects that are happening. Okay, so Dan, and a reminder that we're talking to Dan Donnell from Trees for Honolulu's Future, and I think I mistakenly said Kalihi when you're in Kaimuki, and the distribution this year is in Kaimuki. Can you tell us just a little bit about your philosophy? You know, you mentioned it's not just about, you know, planting trees, but it's doing it right, planting the right tree in the right place at the right time. And also another thing that I heard you say that I appreciated was, you know, we're not distributing trees. We are facilitating adoption of trees. So when somebody takes a tree, they're not getting a free giveaway. They're accepting a life to care for.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I want to add, because I know KTUH has a broad reach beyond Oahu, and we tend to be very Honolulu-centric, the DLNR Ka'ulunani website, which we'll make sure is on Dr. Ted's Instagram, also has a site on Maui and a site on Kauai. So, you know, it is a statewide effort.
That's right. Maui Nui Botanical Gardens is hosting one, and who's, I forget the Maui location.
Yeah, so Maui Arbor Day is Maui Nui.
Right, and Kauai.
Garden Isle is at Kukui Grove Shopping Center.
Kukui Grove Shopping Center. Okay, and that's all going to be on the 6th.
Yeah, all on the 6th, and dovetails right into our philosophy. So thanks for that pitch. Yeah, you know, I'm embarrassed to disclose, you know, I've gotten tree giveaways before, and you know, it's free. So you just take it and you go, oh, yeah, I got a free tree. So cool. And then you put it next to your carport and it sits there. You know, you haven't helped anything, and it's bad, you know. So we're really trying to change that and saying, you know, take some responsibility here. You're taking a living thing. So everyone at our site is going to get, and I kid you not, a 8.5 by 11, nicely printed on cardstock paper, saying certificate of adoption. And it's going to have, you know, thank you, you've adopted a koa tree. And then we're asking them to do three simple things. Make a commitment, and we ask them to sign the certificate. It's kind of like when we have people in the community right now, they're fostering these seedlings. So they're putting a lot of love and energy into these seedlings, and we want to make sure that the recipients value that. So you get your co-tree, and you'll get a certificate of adoption and a QR link to a website that will have a video on how to plant your tree properly, has links to care cards by species. So, you know, hey, I need a lot of water, or I like dry, sunny areas, and so forth. And then we also want people to tag the trees with our hashtag and register it with the city. The city has this very cool GIS website. I actually did this personally 2 years ago when I adopted a tree. And you go on site, you drop a pin, you register your tree. So, you know, the city knows that you planted the tree. You can upload a picture. And it's fun, and it creates accountability. And then we're gonna so that's the at the event and getting your certificate. Two other aspects of it that I want to talk about, and we can dive more into whatever else might interest you. One, thanks to a partnership with the Girl Scouts, we're providing assistance for people who might not be physically able to plant a tree, or, you know, but like the idea and they have a site. So we've got volunteer Girl Scouts the following two weekends who will go to your house and plant the tree for you wherever you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And also to help you in case you don't know how to, you know, upload the information onto the city website and so forth. Because, you know, I always say the teenagers will take over the world with online skills. So that's a really great thing. And you know, of the 300 pre-reg, about 20 people have signed up for that. So, you know, we're excited. You don't have to do it, but, you know, it's an option to create more accessibility. And then what we're also going to do, since we have their email addresses of everyone who's getting it, is 6 months on, we're going to follow up and say, how's it going? And then 12 months on, 1 year later, send us your pictures. How's your tree? And we feel that that will create some accountability. I mean, it's the same thing when you adopt a child. You know, the adoption agency is going to be following up to make sure you're properly caring for it. And an arborist friend of mine, he told me this great thing. He said, you know, trees are just like children. They need a lot of help to get established. But once they're established, you can kind of back off and let them, and they'll do their thing. And so, you know, the most critical time for the tree is the first 2 to 3 years of their life. And it's kind of the same with children. I guess you probably, 18, 20, 30, yep, maybe 50 years you have to establish your children. But right. You get the idea.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great idea. And it's neat that the the Scouts are Girl Scouts are helping out. What troop is doing that?
I have to look up the number,
okay,
but
sure.
Troop in Kailua or Kaneohe, I can't quite remember. Somewhere on Windward Oahu.
Well, that's neat because they get involved as well, and then they learn from the interaction. So that's cool. I'm curious about some. Is this the big program that you folks do annually for Trees for Honolulu's Future, or do you have other programs that you run as well?
Yeah, so we have other programs. This is actually an offshoot of our Trees for Kaimuki initiative. So we've gotten funding from other sources, not Kaululani, to help, and really this show is all about science, to take the scientific approach of determine where you are, where you need to be, and then how to get there. So it's part of an initiative that's been going on now for about 2 years. The pandemic has kind of slowed us a bit, but we trained, and, you know, great, you mentioned on your intro, we've trained citizen foresters. So these are average people like me who don't have a botany background. They, you know, we learn how to measure the DSH, the diameter at standard height. We measure the trees. We plot the trees that are on public property in Kaimuki. And that initiative, that part of the initiative is finished. So we've mapped about 1,300 trees. It's in a publicly accessible database. So, you know, you can find out, you know, how many monkey pods are there, how many tamarind trees, you know, on and on, kukui, whatever are in the public realm in Kaimuki. So we have the inventory. We're now moving on to identifying places that the city can plant, so street trees and trees in parks. And this part, the tree adoption, is trying to get trees in the hands of people, private property owners, to plant trees. And I, even though it's part of Trees for Kaimuki, I want to stress it's open to anybody on the island of Oahu. So it's not limited to Kaimuki. It's just that our emphasis has been in the Kaimuki area. And our whole goal here is to try and concentrate the effort, because if we do, you know, a tree here, a tree there, it's hard to make impact. But if we can do, a couple hundred trees in one area, we'll have a greater impact.
That's very cool. Okay, so you said a couple things there that I want to follow up on. One is that a reminder to everyone, we're talking to Dan Nanel from Trees for Honolulu's Future. And as the Kaimuki program participating in the Ku'ulunani Arbor Day granting program, there'll be tree distributions. They are full. All of the trees that they have available have been spoken for. However, they will have some in reserve for walk-ins, and they will be distributing towards the end of the period. This is on Saturday, November 6th, about, 10 to 11? Ish, you were saying, Dan?
Towards the end of the best time for the walk-ins, but the event itself is from 7:30 a.m.
Right, so the early risers can go pick up the trees that they've already gone ahead and reserved. But for those walk-ins, if you're not from Kaimuki, you're still welcome to go. I think the intent, though, is just if, you know, the more trees that are planted in a more narrow geographic location, the shorter term the impact could potentially be. The other thing I wanted to check in with you was, your concern about the right tree being planted in the right place. I'd like to have you tell us a little bit more about that and ask you if the trees that you're distributing are primarily aimed for planting in Kaimuki, as opposed to, say, Waihe'e Valley or whatever.
Very much so. We pick trees that will do better generally in a drier area, but we also have a variety. So, spot on. I mean, you know, there's two apps. They're linked off of our website, the treesforhonolulu.org. Just go to resources and selecting a tree. These two apps are awesome. One, Right Tree Hawaii, where you can go and you can put in your criteria, like you live in a wet place and you have, you want a tree that has a canopy of 14 feet or more, and then it will kind of give you some options. There's another app online from Cal Poly that focuses on similar things. So those are really good tools for people to find the right tree. I was joking before about the monkey pod next to the sidewalk, but, you know, that, don't blame the tree. The tree is predictable as to what its end state will be. So, you know, plant the right tree for the space you have, for the environment you live in, and you'll be happy, and there won't be problems down the road. So, that is a big theme of ours. And, you know, we're really excited, too, because these are going on private property. We have a lot of fruit-bearing trees. Ulu, it was the Meyer Lemon was the first to sell out, if you will, if you can sell out for something free. But Ulu went quickly. Mountain Apple, you know, and to me, that was really exciting because it tells me that people see, you know, trees as providing food.
Yeah.
And that's to me, a really exciting thing. So again, depends what your priorities are, what your space is. But yeah, get the right tree for you. Starfruit is another one that we have.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Starfruit is you got, you know, it gives you a lot when it gives you fruit, and so, you know, knowing what to do with it, besides just passing it to your neighbors, is good. They make very good margaritas.
So,
we use ours for all kinds of stuff, and it does very well in dry climates as well. So that's neat. I'm trying to look at
to interject, Dr. Ted. That's what's so cool, because when your tree goes, your mango tree, whatever, you know, you got choke fruit, and you end up, it's a social thing. You give to your neighbors, you take it into the office, I think that's a really powerful human connector. And I just think people kind of underestimate the power of giving and receiving of the bounty. So
agreed.
That it's chicken skin, and if we had more of that,
right,
I think we'd have, you know, less social strife and division, because, you know,
that's right.
How are you going to be mad at your neighbor who gives you lychee?
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not mad at anybody who gives me lychee.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe
and
they don't
so you
give
can
me
have
enough,
political or differences or
right.
whatever, but you know, when it comes down to it, food right. is a great equalizer.
And Kaimuki is a great place to grow lychee. There's some great lychee trees there.
I wish we had lychee and mango, but we do not. Although it's not on our official list, but this is a good example of something we held back. We will have papaya,
okay.
Which is it's not a tree that provides a great canopy, but oh my God, the fruit, right?
And technically, since we're on the science zone, it's not actually a tree; it's an herb, but it's got this. Pseudo stem that makes it, you know, we can call it a tree, but.
Well, you see, that's where you're so gracious, you know, to help the layman of the world like me and expand our knowledge. So I appreciate that.
We do call it a tree. So it's, you guys might have heard me typing a little bit there. I was looking for the Ko'ulunani Urban and Community Forestry Program. If you just search that in a search engine, you'll find it. It's at the DLNR website, which is dlnr.hawaii.gov /forestry /LAP/Ko'ulunani. So that might be too much to remember, but Ko'ulunani Urban and Community Forestry Program website is easily found if you just search for Ko'ulunani Urban and Community Forestry Program.
Right, and they have a subpage that is the Arbor Day in Hawaii.
Okay. Great. Yes, I'm on it now, looking at it. We are talking to Dan Donnell, who is, what's your position there at Trees for Honolulu's Future? I know you're a board member, but
I'm the president of the board.
Okay, perfect. And you're also a co-founder, sounds like, with your dad.
Yeah, actually, I didn't co-found it. I was a behind-the-scenes cheerleader.
Oh, okay.
And then, he's getting up there in age, and he said, you know, I need someone else to run the day-to-day stuff. So he has become a founder emeritus.
Which oh, yes. That sounds
good. He's happy to send me emails at 12 midnight that say, you know, do this and do that, and
that's
then
good.
Not worry about it.
My mom still does that to me, too, even though she didn't found an organization, but I guess she founded me. So I still get calls all the time from her as well. Dan, I really appreciate you coming on. To our listeners, we have a statewide Arbor Day tree adoptions happening all over, many on Oahu, as well as one on Maui and Maui Nui, and one on Kauai. That'll be a Grove. Grove Farm Shopping Center and Ko'ulunani Community Forest Project is the place to go to see some of those. And then Dan's organization is Trees for Honolulu's Future, and they have both a strong web presence as well as they're on social media. Any last words, Dan? I want to mahalo you very much for coming on. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, I think I'd just like to close that the trees aren't the only response to climate change or to what we need to do, but they're part of the solution. So, you know, get out there, make a difference. It will make a difference. And really, really appreciate you, your listeners, you know, having the care, and yeah, let's go out there and make a better tomorrow, because if we don't, ain't gonna happen.
Mahalo, Dan. Dan Donnell from Trees for Honolulu's Future. Thanks again for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon. Aloha.